Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're trying to figure out what is really going on with the relationship between the United States and Israel. I always struggle with this because I never really know what is real, what is performative. But certainly it does seem as though J.D. Vance was very unhappy with some of the actions taken by Israel. And we were wondering if any, what consequences, if any, this could have. Joining us is Yigal Marcus, Director of Republicans Overseas, Washington. Washington's tone towards Jerusalem has sharpened. Thank you, Yigal, for being with us. Can you give us, from your vantage point, what are the concrete pressure points now between Jerusalem and Washington?
Well, I think that, first of all, it's great being on your program again, and Boker Tov, everybody. So I think, number one, what we need to realize is that we're at a sensitive point in the situation in the Middle East. President Trump was able, through a very, I think, a very strong and very, very smart way, he was able to build a coalition, which ultimately led to the release of the hostages. And that was a great accomplishment, and it opened the door to try and reset what is happening in our region, and hopefully build a future that is peaceful and prosperous. That's a vision that I think everyone shares. Timing, of course, is a major factor here. There's not a lot of time for this international coalition to come together to disarm Hamas and to eliminate that threat permanently from the border of Israel. And so that's, by the way, that's the reason why you had the president and the vice president and now Marco Rubio, and I suspect you're going to see a flow of
Is this babysitting?
No, it's not babysitting. Okay. No, it's not at all. President Trump and President and Vice President Vance and Marco Rubio and Mike Huckabee have all said Israel is an independent country. They're going to do what is in their best interest. They have the right to do that. We are not a protectorate of the United States of America. That being said, there is an outcome here that we're all trying to accomplish, and that is a permanent dismantling of Hamas, a situation of where our citizens can feel safe and not be threatened by that monstrous terror organization. And President Trump has stuck out his neck and is doing everything in his power to make that happen. Yeah. So on one hand, he's doing what he hoped, and he accomplished, you know, in this war, one of the greatest things, which is getting our hostages home, and really not just seeing them reunite their families, but also removing the leverage that Hamas has over the Jewish state. That's a huge accomplishment, not just for now, but for the future. And we have to recognize that, and we have to have Hakar Tatov, recognition of that
gratitude,
and what he's been able to accomplish. When it comes to what occurred this week, getting to your original question about is the American position sharpening against Israel, the answer is no. But, you know, it's the difference between ideology and governing. You know, it's great to have ideology and beliefs, deep beliefs. I share the belief that the entire state of Israel belongs to us. It's the first Rashi of the Torah. God gave it to us. God determines who gets it, and it's ours. I agree with that wholeheartedly, 100%. But we also have to be smart, and doing what they did in the Knesset while Vice President Vance was here was unnecessary. It accomplished nothing but create tension. It was a stupid political move, and that's embarrassing, to be honest. Does it have any power? No, and they knew that. So it was a stupid move, and they
quite insulting in a way, wasn't it? Because
I think so.
Yeah,
I
felt
agree
uncomfortable
with it, but
it's
not. It was
that
totally
doesn't
insulting.
It doesn't matter because, but it just didn't need to be. It just didn't need to be a focal point now. There's nothing really achieved by that.
100% correct, and again, I Judea and Samaria is part of the ancient Jewish homeland. It should be ours. It is ours. I'm not even sure we need annexation. That's not the point. The point is that you have a great friend, the United States of America, and certainly Donald J. Trump, who has stuck out his neck, who has supported us, who has given us the green light to deal with Hamas. He got our hostages out. You don't spit in his face because of an ideology. An ideology is for, you know, it's for suicide bombers, not for politicians and leaders of who are governing. You have to know how to govern and not just how to talk loudly with passion. And so it was a stupid move.
Just to add to that, the Smotrich comment about Saudi Arabia also puts the U.S. in a very difficult position where they are trying to bring these countries together. And you've got somebody making an offensive comment about, well, then stay riding on camels. Why?
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And that's the difference. And I say this to friends of mine all the time. That's the difference between being ideological, but then knowing how to govern once you're in office. What he said was a stupid thing for a member of the Israeli government to say. It was a stupid, stupid, stupid thing. Whether you agree with him or not, it's not the point. The point is that we have a very complex situation. We have almost no friends around the world right now. And why would you say something that's inflammatory like that and tick off our greatest benefactor? It makes absolutely no sense. And it was deeply disappointing. And frankly, I don't disagree with J.D. Vance and the president saying, like, what in the world is going on here? Like, this is offensive. Why would they do that? And I agree with you. Yeah.
So how difficult, how much of a challenge is that? I mean, does this, yes, it's annoying and it's very frustrating and it's unnecessary, but does it put a strain on the relationship? Does it change anything in terms of how the U.S. views and interacts with Israel?
No. Israel, the relationship between Israel and America is very, very deep. And Donald Trump knows that. Vice President Vance knows that. It's a very, very deep relationship. It's not going to affect it. This has come out many times during the war, even during the Trump presidency, where they release these things about an obscene tirade between one and the other. Whether it actually happened or not, whether Trump said the things that have been published or not, is not relevant. It's done intentionally just to keep the pressure on. But at the end of the day, President Trump knows that the future of the Middle East, with Israel squarely in the middle, being this massive bridge between the Middle East and the West, whether it's with oil or trade or peace or an economic development, is critical. And he knows, is, you know, that it won't happen without Israel in the center of it. These things come out. I'm not even worried for a second about what that means. Even today, Marco Rubio's here. Very warm discussions. I think President Trump and Vance and Rubio and the administration are smart enough to realize that what a small rogue group of loudmouth politicians do is not going to have an impact at all. We're trying to create a better future here for everybody, and folks need to just be smart about it and not turn away people who are really just trying to do what they think is in our best interest. And yeah, we have to protect ourselves from anything that we think will be endangering to us. But the way to do that is in a room. You close the door, you have an open conversation with the president and with his administration. They'll understand what we can and cannot do. They've already said that they're not going to send troops from foreign countries that we don't want to participate in this force. So, like, folks, these are great friends of ours. Do not turn them away from us.
Treat them like
that. So stupid. Treat them like very good friends for everything they've done.
Yigal Marcus from Republicans Overseas sharing a very, very open and real view of the situation there. Thank you for that, and wishing you a Shabbat Shalom.